Well, it's Christmas Eve, and you know what that means.
He's making a list and checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus coming to town, oh yeah!
Taking time out of his busy schedule to check in with WTOP. We wish a Merry Christmas Eve to Santa. How you doing, big guy?
Merry Christmas to you. Is that my good friend, Ralph Fox?
It is. I've tried to be extra good this year. I hope you noticed.
Well, now, wait. Let me check my list here. I'm checking my list. You know, I'm going to check it twice. I don't see Ralph Fox.
Uh-oh.
I will check it again. I will do that. Oh, my. It's so wonderful to be here with you and WTOP and all the children in the Washington, D.C. area. You know, the elves and I have been very busy getting ready for this big day and night.
It's absolutely wonderful to have you. Now, I understand you've upgraded. You got a Zoom link installed on your sleigh this year.
Oh, yes, only the best, yes. Rudolph is my top technician on that, you know. I think he connects through his nose.
Very, very nice.
That's right.
Well, we've got a few special kids who have questions for you.
Wonderful.
Let's start with... I always
have time to answer questions from my favorite friends.
Let's start with a seven-year-old from Potomac.
My name is Ellie. I'm from Potomac. Santa, here's my question for you. How big is your sleigh? How long does it take to go around the world in one night? How fast do your reindeers go? And how many presents can fit in your sack? Bye. Thank you.
My, Ellie has lots of questions. Mm. Good questions, too. Well, you know, my sleigh looks normal size, but it uses magic to hold as much as it needs to hold. And, you know, it's faster than a shooting star, even quicker than the blink of an eye. That's right. I think she asked about how long it takes to go around the world.
Yes.
It takes a full day, but you know, because of the different time zones, you know, and a little bit of Santa time magic, uh-huh. I can stretch 1 second, you see, into a whole hour. So the trip takes about 24 hours. You know, to you all, it's just one night, but for me, it's a very long and wonderful adventure.
And
the reindeer, you know, they like to trot, but when they've had their magic oats, you see, that's where they travel at the speed of starlight. That's right, much faster than any airplane. and I think Ellie asked about how many presents in the sack. How many can I fit in the sack? It's every single one. Whether it's a billion toy cars or a million bicycles, we never get too full. No, thankfully, and it never gets too heavy for me to carry it. It's bottomless and connects directly to my workshop. You see,
very nice. I know the reindeer have got you covered. You've got a six-year-old from Bethesda who has a question about your friends.
Hi, my name is Ellen. I'm from Bethesda, Maryland. Is Santa friends with Frosty?
Oh, that's a good question. That's from Ellen. I remember Ellen. She's 6 years old, and she was 5 years old just last year. I remember that. Frosty is one of my best of friends. Yes. In fact, he usually visits the North Pole when it gets a bit too warm down south for him. He likes the cold, and we like to have snowball fights, you know. but I have to be careful. He's a snowman, you know. He has a very impressive throwing arm. He loves the cold as much as I do, and he always brings a big smile with him.
Nice. I'm sure he's had a lot of practice.
Yes, that's right.
We also got a seven-year-old from Baltimore County who wants to know the important stuff.
Hello, this is Mia from Baltimore County. Where do you live, Santa? How do you keep your house warm?
Oh, now those are very important questions. Well, I live at the very top of the world in a magical place called the North pole. You see, it's tucked away behind some secret snowy mountains where the northern lights dance in the sky almost every night. And well, you know, Mrs. Claus, she keeps a giant stone fireplace roaring with logs all day long. But you know, I'll tell you something. The real secret is the Christmas spirit. You know, the more kindness there is in the world, the warmer our little cottage and the whole world will stay, you know. But plus, I have very thick socks, too. Those are excellent questions from Ellen and Ellie and Mia. I'll make sure they have an extra special good Christmas this year.
Yes, and gotta love the thick socks. We're, as always, fortunate for your time. Any last words for the kids, Santa?
No, just a very Merry Christmas to all the good boys and girls throughout the Washington, D.C. area. And Ralph, I'll make sure you have an extra special good Christmas this year as well.
looking forward to that. The hardest working man in the whole world on this Christmas Eve. That's Santa Claus joining us here on WTOP.